So you might not know the MVP program, or you might know it, but today on the IoT Show, we're talking about what it entails for IoT developers and architects out there to become an MVP, and how we are interacting as the Azure IoT team with the MVPs that are out there. This is the IoT Show. I'm Olivier, your host, and today we have Ranga with us today. Hey, Ranga, how are you doing?
Good, very good. Thanks.
Good.
Thanks for hosting me.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. So you are one of our PMs in the business acceleration team in Azure IoT.
Yes.
And here you're here to talk about the MVP program.
Yes.
It's one of the many things that you're driving.
Yes. And MVP program is very important, and that's one of a part of my charter.
So tell us a bit about this MVP program and how people who are working in the IoT space can become an MVP, a Microsoft MVP.
Sure. So we have a larger MVP program for Microsoft, but we drill down into Azure, and then we have IoT.
Okay.
And what we have is we have a community across the globe where people are recognized as MVPs for their work.
Okay.
And there's a process of how you become an MVP.
An MVP.
Yeah.
But then there's something important you just say. It's something that is a reward for the work you've been doing around Microsoft technology at promoting them, using them, being an advocate for them, right?
Yes. So the way the process works is it's not a standard process.
Okay.
There are different things you can do. Some of the things, if you look at this slide, right,
okay,
you can actually contribute to the code on GitHub, etc., where you can actually be a significant developer contribution to Microsoft solutions. The places you can go and speak in communities where you're actually evangelizing Azure IoT, you're an expert on our products.
Okay.
And there are other ways you can do. You can go to Stack Overflow. You can keep answering questions where people are looking for answers to problems where you have already solved.
Okay.
So it's a combination of different things. You contribute to the community, and once you apply, you go through a process and get the approval.
So it has to be something that you apply for, right?
As or somebody can recommend.
Or someone can recommend you
exactly.
as well. Got
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And if you think that, hey, this person is significantly contributing to Azure IoT, and they don't know about the program, they can just go submit, or they can actually ask them to submit, and they can have evidence of what they're actually doing.
That's a nice surprise to do to someone, right?
Yeah, that'll be awesome, actually, especially if there's a leader out there and they're not going through the process of applying, you can actually go and surprise them. Say, hey, by the way, I applied, and here you
go.
Okay,
that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense. Cool.
The other thing especially I want to talk about is the MVPs itself, right? Before we go into what Microsoft does, I want to actually talk about what MVPs do for us, right?
Okay.
If you look at this slide, actually, these are some of the MVPs who are presenting at different places, like Global Azure boot camps. They bring people into meetups, partners, customers, etc. And they show off the solutions they built on Azure IoT and across the board, right? That they could use different solutions like our central, or they could use our solution accelerators, or stitch together our platform services.
Okay.
And one of the things, like I called out, right, it's a vibrant community. Mm-hmm. If actually they come to Redmond, and when you talk to them, they're so passionate, they're very collaborative, they're really wanting to know what's ahead for them in the roadmap, and also basically collaborate between them and with us.
Okay, so there's a yearly, checkpoint at Corp, right?
Exactly. So the one thing what we do is, if you look at this quadrant in general, right? So we have the MVP summit.
Okay.
So we fly in people from across the globe. So if you look at it on the map, they're coming from everywhere.
Okay.
They're coming from Americas, Latin America, Europe, Asia, etc. And it's a great week to be here with the MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually have side meetings. You get direct feedback from them. You can bring in your devs, your PMs, your feature PMs, so that they exactly know what the community is looking
for. Yeah, because these MVPs, they are in the field working with customers or themselves with our technology. They're our prime users of what we're doing, right?
Exactly. And if you look at it, right, what we have done last year and in the past years is We do sessions. Like we have like a couple of IoT sessions where we go through our roadmap across our product verticals. Mm-hmm. And I've seen sessions where up to 300 people come and listen to us and also give feedback. And it's a great feedback loop into our product and our basically our backlog.
Interesting.
So that's one thing. The second is we have done workshops. Like we brought in MX chips, 100 people showed up and sat for 5 hours, and we collaborated with Cosmos DB team. Mm-hmm. So we built an end-to-end solution from the device, connect to our cloud gateway, all the way into storage.
Okay.
And it was a pretty good experience. People were tweeting how good an experience that was to work with live device. And they take home the device. So that's an incentive.
Goodies is always appreciated.
Exactly. And also what we have done is we have, like, Edge was very hot at that time in March. So Cipolo and team came in. They had side meetings and got great feedback. They took it back. Mm-hmm. And devs also come in and interact with MVPs because they are getting like direct feedback, and
That's really bi-directional. Right?
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Love it.
And then what we do is the PGI calls is what we call. It's a monthly call. It's a product group interaction.
Okay.
So we do it in different ways. We could actually go and present a private preview ahead of our public preview and get them ready to what they're expecting, or we have had feature PMs who joined the call and said, hey, by the way, we're trying to build this, and this is in our product backlog. What is your feedback? What do you think could be your top features which we could include into our product? And that's a great way to actually get back.
So we're getting the MVPs involved in the development of the products, basically.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, love it.
And then we have Yammer site where actually only MVPs are allowed.
Okay.
So they can exchange.
It's kind of like the closed room where, because there is an NDA in place, so we can share with MVPs information that is not public.
Exactly. These are all
And as long as they keep it for themselves, and so that way we can inform them ahead of time, get the feedback, and so on.
Exactly. Okay. And so overall, right, for us, it has been a great program. We have had a lot of value of what we get.
Okay.
Like the PGI calls, we do one for Americas and EMEA. On the same day, we do for APAC in the evening. So twice, right? And we see hundreds of people join.
Okay.
And then they're tech, like on the chat, they put in their feedback, or at the end, they ask questions, and it's a great value for us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Love it.
So that's the program, right?
Okay.
And,
How do you
go about? So
Ranga, how do you become an MVP? You're
exactly.
saying like you need to be nominated or to you know, ask to be nominated.
Exactly. So there's that site. You can just go to the site, and if you look at it, either you can, if you look at the bottom, it says myself or someone else.
Okay.
So you just pick myself. Mm-hmm. The one thing you have to do is provide that evidence. And show what you're doing for the communities. I've seen people, like, I interact with direct messages on Twitter, because they're giving feedback. They've given great feedback, especially with our Edge, when it's going to GA. And they're very passionate about building solutions around it ahead of time, right? I've seen people build solutions and actually go and evangelize with real devices running Edge.
Awesome.
And it was really cool to see.
Yeah. And you were saying GitHub contributions as well, because the Azure IT SDKs, Azure IT Edge, Runtime, and SDKs and so on are all open source. So they can go and contribute code and file issues.
And I've seen that, right? I've seen already like MVPs go and open issues ahead of time on docs. So it's almost like they're doing bug bashes, they're doing doc bashes for us. Which we formalize normally, right? But they're doing it for us.
Okay.
And they contribute in various ways. And I really love that community and what they bring for us.
This is great.
Yeah.
Love it.
And our leadership, Azure IT leadership and Microsoft leadership, they are big into this program.
Yeah.
They really value this program.
Okay. Awesome. That's a great insight. Thank Ranga. So we very much appreciate you MVPs were watching. Some of them were watching the show.
Exactly.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
And we want more of you guys to be nominated. So
exactly.
Go to that URL, which is on the website.
Yeah.
It's going to be in the comments.
Yeah.
Thanks, Ranga, for this introduction.
Thank you. And we want to increase the footprint so that we want more of them, because we know they're there. And
yes.
Either you find us through Olivier's channel and go nominate yourself or find others who you can be nominated.
So. Totally. Awesome. Well, thanks for watching the IoT show, and subscribe if you've not yet subscribed for the show. And Ranga, I hope to see you soon here.
Sure. Thanks, Olivier.
Thank you.